And here in Rome, participants at the General Assembly of Caritas Internationalis are also urging the G8 leaders to do more for Africa. One area in need of more funding is a fight against HIV/AIDS. The virus infects over 6% of sub-Saharan Africans and has cut life expectancy in many countries by over a decade. Father Bob Vitello is special advisor to the Caritas Federation on AIDS issues. He spoke to Philippa Hitchin about the work Caritas is doing to help combat the disease in Africa.
We now have at least 2 million people from developing countries on these medications, and that's a great advance compared to past years.
But well below the targets you'd set yourself.
Well below the targets, yes, and that's the point. The impact of the medications is very clear in the communities where people are getting access. They're living longer, they're going back to work, they're taking care of their children. We're avoiding producing more orphans that way. But we need many, many more places to be able to get access to the medications.
When you're talking about funding, the last time I saw you, you were talking about this vast network of care and prevention programs that the church particularly is doing, not only in Africa, but the lack of funding that reflects the great work that's being done.
Yes, this is still a problem. Certainly, I think that in many of our church donor agencies, including many Caritases from the north, are trying their best to support programs. But when you look at the size of the problem, there's no way that we could be able to provide all the funding that's necessary from our own church funds. But we still have to do more. But then we have to find the ways to access the global fund support, the government support for these programs.